Punishment was handed down today in the Olympic figure skating scandal. The International Skating Union announced 3-year suspensions for a French judge and a French skating official, as well as banishment for both, from the next Winter Olympics in 2006. The two were found guilty of trying to fix the results of the pairs skating 11 weeks ago in Salt Lake City. NPR's Tom Goldman has the story.
The now infamous scandal broke just a couple of days into the Salt Lake City Olympics. French skating judge Marie-Reine Lagunia tearfully admitted being pressured by the head of the French Skating Federation to vote for the gold medal-winning Russian couple in the pairs competition. Lagunia was temporarily suspended, and the second-place Canadian team was awarded duplicate gold medals. Then, Lagunia changed her story and said she was pressured into making the accusations against the French skating official, Didier Gayaguet. But after 2 days of closed-door hearings in Switzerland, the International Skating Union Council decided Lagunia's first story was the real one. ISU President Ottavio Cinquanta said the council made the right decision in finding Lagunia guilty of misconduct on 2 counts. The first, that she in fact voted for the Russians because Gayaguet told her to, and the second, that she didn't tell the ISU that Gayaguet pressured her. Gayaguet was suspended for telling Lagunia to vote for the Russians. His suspension, according to Mark Lund, is much more significant. Lund is the publisher of International Figure Skating magazine.
This is the first time in the history, from what I can remember, the ISU has actually sanctioned a sitting president of the federation and also a council member.
While Lagunia and other judges are the ones vilified in cheating scandals, Lund acknowledges there also are problems at the top levels of elite figure skating, with senior officials like Gayaguet exerting influence. Lund says some of that unexpectedly came out at the hearing in Switzerland.
It was discovered that prior to the Olympics, the Federation in Canada, Skate Canada, and pressure from the ISU Technical Committee was put strongly on the judges to vote for the Canadians. So the Canadian side of this equation is not innocent either. It just so happened that something flipped to the Russians during the Olympics.
The revelations about the Canadians have not been confirmed. The hearing records are confidential. Lund says he got the information from what he calls a reputable member of the ISU. Lund says today's announcement is a good first step toward reforming judging in the sport. In the meantime, Lagunia and Gayaguet say the hearings were unfairly stacked against them, and they will appeal the suspensions. Tom Goldman, NPR News.